What's up, TSO gang, 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 gang? What's up, babies? Today is Monday. Happy Monday. It's a new week. It's a new start. Every day is a new start, but it's a new week. And like, you know, let's make this week better than last. Babies, so today is Monday. As you guys heard me say, happy Monday once again. Yesterday, I'm not sure what happened with my host, but for some reason, the episode was deleted after being posted. So I do apologize if you guys were looking for that episode yesterday, but today your girl's definitely doubling down. There's no need to miss an episode. Why do that? We're just going to double down today and put out both episodes, yesterday's and today, today. So babies, y'all know I start off every episode with thanking you. I do thank you. I love you guys down. You're the reason I'm able to do what I'm able to do. So I there's no reason that I can't. I'm not going to thank you every episode. That's just what I'm going to do. It's what I do. I have to. I love y'all. Babies, if you are new to the podcast, make sure you are hitting that follow button. Don't be shy. Don't stray away. And make sure you're hitting that notification bell every time you listen. Smash that motherfucking notification bell to be notified every time your girl drops these episodes, which we all know, if you don't know by now, you're gonna know now. Every Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, babies, yesterday, we did discuss rough sex, okay? Yesterday, the topic was rough sex. Okay, I'm gonna take a little sip on that note. That's my new juice. So you guys, your girl has started juicing. So juicing, I have this recipe book that I want you guys to go check out at payhip.com/TSO. So again, it's www.payhip.com/TSO for the gang. We are getting healthy. Y'all know these holidays are coming and we want to keep in shape. Or if you want to gain, this is an extra plus. But if you don't, make sure you juice at least once a day and keep those meals to a minimum. You're going to keep that weight down. But babies, let's get into this episode. Enough of that chit-chat. Rough sex. So, I'm just flabbergasted. I know some people that, you know, the sex is rough. But it's rough to the point where you're like, There's like vomit involved, and I'm just like over here, like what? Where's the throwing up coming from? You know. So you guys, I've had some rough sex. I've had rough sex. I've had angry sex. I've had makeup sex. I've had sex. Right? I've had all kinds of sex. Public sex. We've had all kinds of sex, etc. Sex. Okay. I've had all kinds of sex. So, during all kinds of sex, not once have I ever thrown up. Yeah, my stomach may hurt after that good penetration, but I've never had to throw up. So, you know, and no, it's not a challenge. I don't want to throw up. I'm not saying that, you know, this is something that I want to experience because I don't think that this is something that's normal. I'm 5'0", babies. I'm 5'0". Just a little background on me. I'm 5'0", which is very short, clearly. I am not heavy in weight. I weigh in at 108. Which I'm so mad. I've lost over 8 pounds in 30 days. I'm so mad. So your girl's back on her juicing. Because like I said, juicing is one or the other. You can gain weight on it or you can lose weight on it or maintain your weight even. But it just all depends on how much you're juicing as well as eating with your juicing. That's how I gain my weight, is eating with juicing. I was just 118. 30 days ago. 118, babies. And I done lost 8 pounds and change over 30 days because I was not juicing. 1, 2, I have not been eating normally. And 3, I've been overall not me. So it caused me to lose this weight, but you guys, I'm 108 and prior to me even being 118, I was about, when I lost my, so I lost my virginity, you guys, at the age of 15. And I just literally turned 15, like literally just turned 15, like the day after kind of thing. And I was weighing in at 98 pounds. You guys, I was weighing in at 98 pounds. There we have it. I was 98 pounds, right? So imagine why I'm so mad over this 118 drop. I love my 118. So you guys, I was 98 pounds and I was 15, like I said. So I had a boyfriend and, you know, we were dating for a while and he was 6 feet, okay? Oh, actually, he wasn't 6 feet. He was more than 6 feet. I think he was about 6'1 at that time. Because right now, I think he's like 6'3. I don't know how tall he is right now, honestly. I haven't spoken to him in umpteen, I don't know how long, on a personal level. So, you guys, I was tiny, you know, compared to my first. And I didn't throw up, you know, and I'm going to tell you, it was rough. For me, it was rough because I was little. No, we made love. We made love. But then after that first, you know, time, it was like I wanted it rough. I don't know about him, but I was definitely like, I was more so, I'm a rough kind of girl. Like, give it to me how I want it. Give it to me how I need it. And how I need it is rough. But on the other hand, I'm definitely not throwing up. Like, and he was long. He was long. Clearly, it's above 6 feet. He was long. So it didn't make me throw up. And I mean, we were standing, we was throwing around, like, you know, I tossed on the bed, tossed here, tossed on the floor, like all kind of positions everywhere we could think of, anywhere I could think of, and any way I could think of, I was taking it. And I definitely wasn't throwing up. So what, you know, I say that to say, I don't think that the kind of sex that makes you throw up is a rough kind of sex. It's not rough sex. It's not rough sex. It's not good sex. I don't know what kind of sex to classify it in. It's yes, I do. That's that BDSM kind of shit. That's that BDSM kind of shit, y'all. That's how I feel. I feel like that's the BDSM. There's no way it's not. Because think about it. BDSM, you know, that's when, and I like to be handcuffed. I got handcuffs. Me and my husband, we go. I like to do all that, but don't bondage me. I'm not being tied up like a fucking pig. I'm not getting tape. Don't put tape on me, because when you pull that shit off, my hairs are gonna be fucking attached to it and it's gonna be hurting. So I'm not getting into that. Like, you know, people like that pain though. Some people, they like that. Like, there's guys that like to be spanked. There's women. Spank me. Yeah, spank me, but not with a motherfucking paddle. You better not pull no paddle out. You better whip your hand out. You know what I mean? I'm already bent over. You already hitting it. So, like, you know, just smack it a little, but you don't gotta hit me with no motherfucking paddle, you know? What? That juice is good. But babies, and it also adds to your sex drive. I'm telling you right now, your sex drive will be off the chain. Because look, my pussy pumping right now. I ain't gonna lie to you. It could be from last night and this morning with my husband, but it's the juice. I know it. Listen, I like rough sex is what I like. It's what I do, but I'm telling you, I don't think it's normal to throw up. I don't think it's healthy. I just don't think it's something that should be going on in sex. I don't know. It shouldn't be a part of sex. I can't associate, like, I associate sex with good, right? I can't associate throwing up with anything good. I can't. What can I associate it with? When I throw up, I'm sick, right? When I throw up, I'm sick from either illness, being drunk, but or throwing up, morning sickness. I don't think of no way that's good. I think of no good nature in throwing up. None. Like, I can't think of anything good that comes out of throwing up besides my stomach feeling better. And if you having sex and throwing up, I mean, your stomach gotta be hurt and it's not gonna feel better. I don't know, but I just don't think that it should be classified under rough sex or good sex. It's just not good sex. It's not rough sex. Like I said, angry sex, makeup sex, I've had it all. It's the best. To me, I might even throw a fight out once in a blue moon just to get that angry sex going on. I ain't gonna hold you. am not going to hold you. Sometimes, no. Things are going too good sometimes. You got to just throw out a little argument. And then, just get them up in there. Maybe I'm getting too close. I don't know, y'all. Let me know. I don't know. But I don't... Have you thrown up from sex? Is this something that's, like, not on a norm, clearly, but is this something that really happens? Like, is this really a thing? You know, throwing up during or after sex? I have not. I've never. And I don't know. Say it's this. I don't know. Tell me they've all been little. I don't know what you're going to tell me. I don't know. But that's not the case. Trust me. I know what I deal with. Okay, and my partners, okay, have always hit for me, and my stomach hurts in certain positions, in certain, you know, times, but not once have I thrown up. And if I did throw up after that, we ain't doing that no more like that. We ain't doing if and if it's something that occurs and I can't never say the word, you guys, occurs. If it's something that occurs in all positions, we just can't have sex. It just ain't gonna work out for me. Cause I'll be damned if I'm out here looking shameful or non-sexy because you got me throwing up. I ain't making myself throw up. Clearly it's some kind of whatever you doing in the vagina. The vagina. I can't have you messing my shit up. No, thank you. I will pass. That will not happen over here. Like, I really need to know. Does this happen? Is this a thing? Do you guys really, like, throw up due to the dick? Like, so besides you throwing it on the dick, you throwing up from the dick. You ain't just throwing on a dick. Throwing on a dick. You throwing up on a dick. Throwing up from the dick. Throwing up from the dick. D making you throw up. The D making you throw up. Like, I can't. Like, what? Like, get over on the bed, like, and just go. Or on you even, like, just because I can't control it. Like, I don't know how, I can't control my throw up. Like, there's some people that could hold it. Like, they'll just know they're about to throw up and then they'll just hold, like, in your mouth to get to the bathroom or even to the floor. I can't. Like, if I got to throw up, I'm throwing up. If I'm on top of you, you're getting thrown up on. If you're on top of me, more than likely, you're getting thrown up on. Because I don't, like, turn my head to the side. I don't know. It's like a straight shot for me. It's like a, like, kind of thing. Like, my neck comes out and everything. Like, it just throws up. I don't know. So... I don't know, y'all. I don't know, babies, but I don't think that you guys should be allowing people to be up in them guts making you throw up. I don't know. Call me crazy. Call me a prune. Call me, I don't know, but let weigh in, because if this is something that's really a norm, like, I don't know. Maybe I need to have my husband out here making me throw up. I don't know. But I like to, like, make love to me. Make love to me in a nasty way, though. Like, I like make love to me, but it got to be nasty. Like, and I mean nasty. Like, don't spit on me. I ain't talking about none of that spitting. And don't slap me either. Slap my ass. But you better not slap me in the face. Don't slap me in the face. That's disrespectful. I'm not into that BDSM. It's a fine line for me with the BDSM. Like, it's a fine fucking line. I like to be handcuffed. Yes, handcuff me. I will handcuff you. I love the ass smacking. Smack my ass, baby. Like, smack that hole. Make that shit jiggle. You know what I mean? But don't fucking try to tie me up like no pig. Don't spit in my mouth. I'm not with all that. But yes, sloppy tongue kiss me. Sloppy. Slap me down, you know? But don't spit on me. That shit is nasty. That shit is nasty. Like I said, spank me. But don't hit me with no fucking paddle. Don't bring out no whip. None of that. Like, it's a fine line for me with BDSM. Like, I'm like borderline BDSM. Like, fucking borderline. Like, basic borderline BDSM kind of shit. I'm nowhere near advanced with it. I'm nowhere near wanting to be advanced with it. Like, I don't, pain is not my game. It's not my game. Now, like, surgery and all that, yeah, I could get through that. Like, the next day I'll be fucking okay after surgery. But some shit like that, I might be traumatized to the point where I can't get out of bed forever in a year. So I don't fuck with my vajayjay. I don't fuck with the vagina, and I don't fuck with my my Peter Piper, and that's my booty hole. Clearly, I don't fuck with my Peter Piper, and I call it the Peter Piper because I call it the Peter Piper because it's. I'm not gonna tell y'all why I call it the Peter Piper. If you could guess why I call it the Peter Piper, I'm cash apping you a good old $25. Let me know. Drop the message in the message links. If you have listened to this whole podcast episode, all of them are about 15 minutes long, 15 to 16 the most. Let me know. If you could guess what why I say Peter Piper for the anus, you could get $25. Let me know, babies. I love you guys. And if you have not subscribed to the podcast, make sure you're hitting that follow button. This is a motherfucking sign. Smash that notification bell to be notified every time your girl drops these episodes. I love you, babies, down, and I will see you in the next episode. Mwah.